It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Good afternoon and welcome, everyone. It's Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you live on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. Coming to you live from Binghamton Alumni Stadium as it's the Section 4 Class D football championship game between one seed Sydney and three seed Tioga. Tim, welcome back to the press box here.
Hey, thanks a lot, Nate. Looking forward to this Class D final in Section 4 and see who takes that banner on into the regionals.
Want to welcome everybody to the Chambers and O'Hara kickoff show. Cork and the crew are on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. For all your transportation needs, including rentals, you can rely on Chambers and O'Hara. They wish the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in today's game. Our Section 4 disclaimer is that this broadcast is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of this programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. And it's set to be a great one here today. Of course, Sydney the 1, Tioga the 3, as we said. But, you know, it looks to be a very, very even game. I think anyone would agree at this point in the season you can almost throw the seeds right out the window, because at this point any team that's left is going to be very good.
Yeah, that's definitely true. And I'll tell you what, they have one common opponent amongst the two of them, and that is Newark Valley. And they both played Newark Valley very, very well. And both lost to them, but you know what? They're the defending Class C champion, state champion, and they both played them very well. Sydney had a little trouble in the second half putting points on the board, but otherwise that game's even a little closer. But, you know, we'll see what we get. I mean, I'll tell you, Tioga's stuff, they've got a great program, have had it for many years, and the Warriors are really going to have to play their A game tonight and not make any big mistakes and take points off the board.
I think for many Sydney fans and local Section 4 fans in the eastern part of the section, you're aware of Tioga. They've won a state championship 2 years ago in Class D. They're always kind of the thorn in the side of the Unitego teams that were so good a couple of years ago, as well as over the last few years just kind of beating up on some teams in our part of the section. And I think that a lot of people have kind of hoped that maybe this was the year that Sydney could sneak past them and get it done. So I almost feel in a way that Sydney's kind of the underdog, even though they're the higher seed.
Yeah, I'm in the same thought process as you, Nate, because one, Tioga is, you know, they are a program. They have been a very, very tough program for many, many years. And again, you know, winning breeds programs, and that's exactly what this team is. Sydney is a good football team. They are very excellent at their offensive side of the ball. They have some troubles on defense from time to time. And Tioga really throws a lot of different formations at you. I mean, they run pretty much the same plays out of all of them, but they'll give you like five or six different looks. And when you get that as a defender at 16, 17, 18 years old, that's a lot to process.
Yeah, it certainly is. And we'll hear from both coaches. And we asked Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews just that, and got his response, and he said, you know, a lot of the times they'll end up going to the same place, but they'll throw four or five different looks at you. So it's really, for Sydney, about staying home and focusing on your keys and your responsibilities so you don't get caught in a hard spot. Speaking of that, we'll hear from Tioga head coach Nick Aiello during our pregame show, then we'll talk to Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews at halftime. So we'll take a break, we'll come back, we'll hear from Nick Aiello, get his thoughts on a lot of things. Wanted to ask him about their game with Harpersville Afton last week, as well as what he thinks of the Sydney Warriors here today. And he's just great to talk to because he's such a wealth of knowledge, especially with how far some of his teams have gone, especially, you know, winning a state championship just a couple of years ago with a lot of these guys that are on this roster. A lot of these seniors were sophomores at the time 2 years ago when they won it all up at the Dome in Syracuse. So we'll hear from him when we come back, and then we'll have a 5 o'clock kickoff here from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. It's Sydney and Tioga for the Section 4 Class D Football Championship. Sydney won it last year over Unitego. Can they defend the title here today? That will be the question. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be back and hear from Tioga head coach Nick Aiello after the break on CDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney, has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Imagine your energy company paid you. With Marabito Energy's 50-50 program, that's exactly what happens. Marabito customers can receive $50 when they refer a new energy user who becomes a Marabito customer. And that new customer also receives $50. It's 50-50 just for choosing the reliable, dependable, and affordable energy of Marabito, where our people make energy different.
It's the Section 4 Class D football championship game as the top-seeded Sydney Warriors take on the three-seed Tioga Tigers. Nate Lall here on WCDO, and we're joined by Tioga head coach Nick Aiello. Coach, first off, let's talk about your semifinal win over Harpersville Afton. It looked like a dominating performance. We did the game on the radio. Was really impressed with you guys as a coaching staff. How were you pleased with your guys?
Very excited for them. I think it was just a good week of preparation, and the kids were focused all week. And I think I said last week how much fun it is to work with these guys during practice. They bring such a great effort in, and really those 2 hours after school are the best 2 hours in the day when I get to work with these guys, because they give me everything they have. And I think that's what really came out on Saturday is that type of effort all week, and then just that will to win and that will to come out and execute the game plan perfectly.
You know, your opening drive was a long one. It ate up a lot of clock, and you put some points on the board. Do you feel like that set the tone for the whole afternoon?
I think so, and I think it helped get rid of some nerves on our side. I think it helped let our guys know that we just have to do our thing and come out and play the style of football that we're accustomed to, and the scoreboard should take care of itself.
Of course, if you look at the stat sheet, Trey Floyd had a huge afternoon with his 4 touchdowns, but what we were impressed with up in the radio booth is you not only have Trey Floyd, but you have Justin Rockwell, Max Johnson, and just a whole host of guys who you could hand the ball off to. That has to be a nice luxury for your team.
I mean, ultimately it helps us from a calling a game standpoint, because we're able to jump into different formations and feel comfortable with whoever we're giving the ball to. And when you look at our stats for the year, nothing jumps out at anybody. We've had years where we've had 1,000-yard rushers, you know, even years where we had 2,000-yard rushers, and, you know, this year it's just not the case. You know, we have a host of skilled players that we're just comfortable calling a play, and whoever ends up with the ball, they can do their thing. And so from a coaching standpoint and calling a game, it's a real nice luxury to have.
One player of yours that I was looking forward to watching and didn't get a chance to was Nick Klausner, one of your running backs. I've seen him at wide receiver from time to time, great on defense. Any idea if he'll be back on Friday?
Yeah, he'll be back. It was one of those things. It was a very mild concussion, and really he didn't have any symptoms after the previous Friday's game. But, you know, when we went through the testing and he went to the doctor, you know, the doctor just felt that he should be out a week. And so he's been following the concussion protocol, and he's actually already cleared to play this week.
Your quarterback, senior Connor Hutchinson, I was impressed with him. Just seemed cool, calm, and collected, and was really just a great catalyst for your game plan, it felt like.
Yeah, you know, he's a 3-year starter for us. He was the starter as a sophomore on the state championship run of 2015. Great head on his shoulders, very smart kid, and he's played a lot of football in a lot of football games and a lot of big-time moments. And, you know, at this point in the senior season, you know, it gets to a point where, as a coach, you just have to turn things over. The coaching is done. You just got to let a kid play, and that's what we're seeing out of Connor right now, as well as some other seniors.
Now you face off with Sydney, the one seed in the championship game. From what you've seen of the Warriors this year, what are some of the problems that they bring to the table that you'll have to deal with?
Yeah, I think everyone knows the problems they bring. They just have an outstanding quarterback. You know, he's definitely, and when I think about from my playing career to my coaching career, he's probably top three somewhere in there of high school quarterbacks that I've seen. Yeah, he just does things that other high school quarterbacks either can't do or don't do. And the little fundamental things just really impress me. And his ability to get the ball in the tight windows. And on top of that, he's got just a core of receivers that are very talented as well. And they're good at what they do. On top of that, I think, you know, they're one of the, again, add to all that, I think they're pretty effective at running the ball when they do, to keep you honest. So defensively, we got quite the task in front of us, and then offensively, every single week, we look to prepare our kids for anything that they might see, and really, we won't know until about the end of that first quarter on what kind of plays we should be calling against the defense that we're seeing.
Is there something that your team does well that you think what you could do a little extra of or focus on this week that could maybe expose a weakness of Sydney?
You know, at this point, you know, you're talking the last, I guess, 16 teams left in the state. You know, teams do have weaknesses that you look for, but in my experience, you know, the more you worry about the other guy, the less you're focused on the important things like fundamentals and just playing good, solid football and executing in all three phases. And so, you know, I'm not necessarily looking to expose a weakness but on their part, but really just build on the strengths of our guys. And if our guys prepare like they always do and we look to stay sharp in all three facets of the game, that's ultimately going to give us the best chance of winning.
You've seen a lot of great Class D football teams over the years from Section 4 and then, you know, through all your runs through the state tournament. Can you remember seeing a team that just seems to like to throw the ball around at the Class D level as much as Sydney?
In terms of spread offense, they're right up there. You know, they worry me just as much as the good Unitego teams from a couple years back who were just had a really good quarterback, but just some just unbelievable talent at the wide receiver positions. And then, the Bishop Kearney team that we played in 2015 who were just loaded with athletes, and we were undermatched at, you know, from receiver to defensive back pretty much at every position. And they had just an elusive quarterback that, honestly, if they ran him more, it would have been much harder to defend them. And just one heck of a running back that they had. And so, you know, we've seen some very talented spread teams, but Sydney is definitely right up there.
Tioga head coach Nick Aiello. Coach, thanks again for joining us, and good luck in the sectional championship game, and looking forward to doing it on the radio.
All right, thank you.
This is Nate Lull. Stay tuned. We'll have more of Sydney and Tioga, the Section 4 Class D football championship on CDO.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together, from designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back. Nate Lull, Tim Cutting with you on WCDO, live from Binghamton Alumni Stadium, as it's the Section 4 Class D football championship between Sydney and Tioga. As the national anthem is all done, we have our captains for both teams out at midfield for the coin toss. And Tim will have some information on our officials for today's championship game.
Yeah, the refereeing crew is from the Elmira board tonight. The referee is Dave Daniels, the umpire, Jim McLean, head linesman, Mike Karatnik, line judge, Chris Whalen, and the back judge is Mike Whalen.
And just for everybody listening at home, for all the championship games, because this really kicks off championship weekend here, two games today and three games tomorrow. One of the rules by New York State is to have officials not from your board, not from your area. So some of the officials from our area might be doing a game with teams from the other part of the section. So they try to make that, you know, as fair as possible. So that's why the Elmira board is in control of today's contest. So Sydney is in the maroon uniforms with the gray and the white trim, the maroon helmets. And you think of the Tioga uniforms as the Michigan University football uniforms, the white tops, the navy blue pants, the gold trim, the navy blue with the gold-striped helmet as well. So both teams look really fired up here, Tim. A very good crowd for kind of an early Friday start here at 5 o'clock, and it should be a great, great contest.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to it. I have a feeling we're going to be in for quite a show. One team with the running and the ground and pound kind of thing, and then you're going to have Darren Smith and the Warriors trying to spread the ball all over the field. So we're in for quite a show.
Yeah, I mean, really some contrasting styles here. Sydney really likes to throw. They preach 50-50, mm-hmm. that they do like to run and pass 50% each, but just seems from a fan's perspective like they do throw the ball more. Tioga, I think of them as kind of an old school Walton type of team. They're going to run, use their athletes, and use their strength. So I think another key will be how much can Sydney in the third and fourth quarter hang on with their physical style.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's going to be something that the Sydney Warriors are going to have to really work at. And like you said in the pregame, their keys, they got to make sure they're making the right reads and everything. And we're in for a good show, I think.
Several special sponsors helping us to be here today. We will recognize them throughout today's game, including SFCU, the Amphenol Corporation, and the Egley Machine Company. Sydney will receive. They are standing to our right, so they will go right to left on your radio dial to start things off. Tanner Hollenbeck will kick it deep here for the Tioga Tigers, and back to receive will be Liam Matthews and a host of other of the Sydney athletes waiting to scoop this one up. It's going to roll out of bounds by Lucas Tanner at about the 16-yard line. That brings up a flag, and Sydney will have the ball first here, Tim.
Yeah, Sydney will get that offense out on the field first and see what they can do against this very, very potent Tiger defense.
Some other special sponsors allowing us to be here for tonight's game: Jessup Howe's Building Supplies, Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, and Dr. Rohan J. Asena, or pediatrician Dr. J, as he's better known in Sydney. So let's see what the Sydney offense decides to do. One thing that we thought they did very well last week was run the ball with David Gannon, the junior wearing number 44. So we'll see what they do. They start off with two wide receivers to the left, one to the right. Because the ball rolled out of bounds, they'll start at the 35 with that flag, and they'll hand it off here on a first and 10, and looking to run right up the middle as Gannon maybe gets back to the line of scrimmage before the Tigers collapse down.
Yeah, the big tackle on the right-hand side did a fantastic job, got rid of his blocker, and made the tackle for no gain, so brings up second down and 10.
Tim, we talked about this off the air, is that their quarterback for Tioga, Connor Hutchinson, also mm-hmm. plays D-line at 6'1", 202 pounds, so he's right in there, and he was in on that tackle as well. Second and 10, Smith's going to roll out to his right, look to throw, passes a little low and incomplete, intended for Colby Finch. Third down coming up.
Yeah, third down and 10. Offense not really doing a nice job there, but they rolled out Smith, and that's something that we might want to keep an eye on because he's usually in a pocket most of the time making those throws. But I think they're figuring that they're going to get some pressure, so they're going to get him out on the edge.
Third and 10 here for Sydney. They've started at the 35-yard line going right to left. First possession of the game were scoreless between Tioga and Sydney. Smith might have changed the play at the line here as he looks over to offensive coordinator Aaron Zern. Now looks to his right. He's going to pass. He's got a receiver. It's Peyton Mosier. Passes too tall and out of bounds. Fourth down coming up, and it looks like the Warriors will punt it away.
Yeah, they're going to be punting the ball. There's no doubt about it. Two passes and two incomplete passes, and then no gain on the rush. So Sydney Warriors are going to turn it over here on downs to the Tigers.
11:23 to go here in the first quarter, and three plays and really no yardage gain there for Sydney. And Darren Smith will look to punt it away. And back deep to receive will be John Worthing here for the Tioga Tigers. And they're making sure, kind of playing protection in case Sydney fakes it. They don't. The punt by Smith takes a Sydney bounce to the 35 and is going to roll down to the 30, past the 30 to about the 28. So that ball gets a friendly Sydney bounce, and that's where Tioga will take over for their first possession here tonight.
Yeah, friendly bounce is right. It rolled about 10 yards after it hit the ground. So Warriors will start their first defensive possession just shy of the 30.
11:09 to go, first quarter. Thanks for joining us, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting on WCDO here tonight, live from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. The Tioga Tigers, the 3 seed here in the Section 4 Class D championship bracket, will get their first crack on offense here tonight with senior quarterback who led them to a state title 2 years ago, Connor Hutchinson. And in the backfield is Justin Rockwell. And we'll also see a heavy dose of Trey Floyd as he's in motion from left to right. And they'll look to run it here on first down with Rockwell, and he'll move the pile about a yard, second and 9 coming.
Yeah, nice little play on first down. You know, just see what they can get out of that, and Warriors were a bunch of Warrior tacklers by the linebacking crew pretty much on that play.
We've talked about it all year. Is there a team that could control the line and run the clock and try to keep the ball out of the Sydney hands of the Sydney offense? Will Tioga do it here? They might have the weapons to do it here in this championship game tonight. That remains to be seen. 10:40 to go in the first quarter. They'll pitch it here on a first down. They'll look to run to Nick Klostner, and he is run out of bounds after a gain of maybe one. Klostner did not play last week, but he's back in action here today.
Yeah, Klostner with a little sweep to the right side and with lead blockers and also the line pulling a little bit there. Got him a good edge, and they'll bring up third down and three.
So a third and short here for the Tigers. Play coming in from the sideline. Good to see Klostner back out there. We heard Coach Aiello say in the pregame that he was out for concussion protocol last week from a small hit in the playoffs the week before, but was cleared and ready to play. Third and two officially, it looks like here. The ball is on the 36 as Tioga goes left to right. They'll hand one off, and hitting the pile, trying to drive it forward here is Trey Floyd, and it's going to be very close to a first down, and we'll see what the officials say.
Yeah, and I don't know who that was that met him in the hole, but boy, did that running back bring the lumber to the tackler on that play right there. It is good enough for a first down, so the Tigers have a first down on their first possession.
And I think that's what Sydney's going to have to deal with here today is those crunches in between the tackles, as you already see that physical style that Tioga brings to the table. 10:15 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Tioga and Sydney, the Section 4 Class D football championship game. First and 10 for Tioga as they are on their own 39 nearing midfield. Hutchinson looks over to the left side, and let's see, going to be a timeout taken here by the Tigers as they want to talk something over perhaps that they saw from Sydney on defense. We're going to step away for 30 seconds with 10:04 to go in the first quarter. Scoreless between Tioga and Sydney. We'll be right back on CDO.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So Tioga burns an early timeout there, and during the break, Tim and I discussing that one, maybe had too many men on the field, Tim.
Yeah, they were walking off the field, and I do believe one of the players broke the huddle, and he actually wasn't supposed to be on the field at that time, so I think they took the timeout to avoid the penalty.
Hate to burn a timeout, but also don't want to stall this first drive with a penalty either if you're Tioga. 10:04 to go in the first quarter. No score between the Tigers and the Sydney Warriors. Tioga with the ball for the first time tonight after Sydney punted on a three and out on their first drive. They'll hand off to Rockwell. Gets up to the 40-yard line. Maybe a gain of one here for the Tigers to the left side.
Nice job by the Warrior defense on that, slashing inside and cutting the runner down before a very short gain.
9:50 as that clock continues to move here in the first quarter. And it'll be very interesting to see what the Tioga game plan is. Do they want to try long drives that burn some of that clock? We will see. Tioga breaks the huddle. Ball on their own 40. Hutchinson, the senior 6'1", 200-pound quarterback, who also plays D-line, steps up. He's under center. Trey Floyd is in motion. He goes to the left side. They'll hand it off up the middle. No, QB keeper, a little fake to the outside for Hutchinson. He's got room to run. Gets around a tackler to the 50, and now a whistle is going to blow the play dead. Luckily for Sydney, because Hutchinson had really found some daylight on the edge.
Yeah, and I've got to believe something happened there, and I don't know. We talked about this earlier, too, is these mysterious play stoppages, because that happened again the other day, and we'll see what happens here, but looks like they're just not going to allow the play.
Wow, a second and 9, and that was a little QB keeper by Hutchinson. He ran it all the way to the outside. It was a great-looking play. And an inadvertent whistle is going to call this back. Wow.
That was a big play for them to have that get called back. They ran the option to the left side, and Hutchinson just held on to it. He still had his pitch man, too, so it could have been 6.
So a second and 9. They don't lose any downs on that. An inadvertent whistle. They'll hand off here to Klostner. He's back and is tripped up in the backfield, and we're going to have a flag on the play. This one will go against Sydney.
Yeah, this will be a face mask against the Warriors. It came from the line judge. I can't believe that the referee didn't throw that flag because it happened right in front of him, but the line judge on the Sydney sideline threw the flag for face mask.
I know this is a little cliche to say, but you can't have those penalties in a big-time game like this. This is going to cost Sydney 15 yards, and a first down now for Tioga will punch them in to Sydney territory.
Yeah, it just the backs are so shifty and stuff, and a lot of times that's part of the problem is that you've already made your, you know, you've created your angle for the tackle and everything, and your hands are where they are and everything, and then all of a sudden that guy moves and he brings his face mask right to you, so you're only going to grab what you can, and that does happen. So, but the referees are having a conversation on this one too, so I don't know.
Well, they are only going to give them five here, which will get them to about midfield to the 46. With 8:46 to go in the first quarter, and we're still scoreless between Tioga and Sydney. See, the Chains guys had already moved as well.
Yeah.
I think assuming that they were going to get the first.
Right, yep.
So they're going to have to back this up here for a third and three, it looks like.
Yeah. And that's why they have that guy over there on that sideline with that clip, because that's what his job is he makes sure that he knows where that clip was on that play, and then that's how you can find out where the marker should be.
So a third and three, Tioga at the 45. So Sydney does catch a little break there that it wasn't the full 15 and a first down. And now they'll hand off here to Tioga. They'll get the first down anyways. A handoff to Trey Floyd to the right side over the 50-yard line and into Sydney territory before he's brought down.
Yeah, Trey Floyd was brought down on the play by number two, Tanner Gifford. And just nice little play right there, but after he'd already got the first down yardage.
8:20 to go, first quarter. We're scoreless between Tioga and Sydney. Some other special sponsors for today's game include Neighbors Insurance, the Sydney Gridiron Club, and Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney. So a first and 10 at midfield. Tioga goes left to right, scoreless first quarter here in the Section 4 Class D Championship game. Tioga will hand up, and he's got some room to run. This is Justin Rockwell to the right side, picks up 9 yards before he's brought down at the 41. Had some daylight, and then closing was Liam Matthews to bring him down.
Yeah, nice little play by Liam to save probably the first down yardage and maybe even more. But I'll tell you what, they run everything with a lead blocker, and I'll tell you, these kids are really, really executing the blocks. The linemen are doing a nice job. They're up to the second level, and then they have the lead blocker coming out of the backfield, so sealing the edge. So that was a nice play right there.
7.5 to go in the first quarter, and this is a second and short, probably about a second and one here for Connor Hutchinson in the Tioga offense. Line is set. Hutchinson waiting for the snap. Man in motion is Klossner. They'll fake the handoff to him instead. They will hand it off to the 35. Goes DeMario Chambers, and it's good for another Tioga first down.
Nice little misdirection play by the Tigers on that play, and DeMario Chambers gets the first down and about six more, so the ball will be spotted on the 35-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
So Tioga getting deeper and deeper in Sydney territory here, and this is their first drive, very similar to how they started the game last week against Harpersville Afton, which was a drive that chewed up most of the first quarter, and then they put six on the board.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then that's what they're trying to do right now. I mean, they're just being methodical about what they do and just taking every little bit of yardage that they can gain.
So here is a first and 10 for Tioga. They're at the Sydney 35. They hand off. Nope, little option pitch to the far side on the fake. Sydney snuffs it out pretty well, trying to turn the corner as Rockwell. He does to the 30, to the 20 before he's hit and knocked down at the 16. Big-time play there by Tioga. They're fired up.
Yeah, option over to the left-hand side, and Hutchinson was a late pitch, and the guy got it out outside on the sideline and just took it right up the sideline and then delivered an unbelievable blow to the tackler.
And that's the physical style that Tioga's going to bring to the table as they're inside the Sydney red zone on their first drive here going left to right. Ball is down at the 17. Clock continues to move. 6:35 to go first quarter. First and 10 here for the Tioga Tigers as they break the huddle. Lights starting to come on as the sun will fade here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. A chilly and windy day here, but still not as bad as some normal football conditions you might see this time of year. Hutchinson and Tioga, they are set. They'll hand off, and punching it through is Max Johnson, good for about 4 yards right up the gut.
Yeah, I mean, and they're going to get that 3-4 yards every play because that offensive line is just absolutely just moving people out of the way. And like I said before, they're getting to that second level of the backers and putting hats on them too.
290, 275, 260, a couple of 250s and some 220s. That's a big boy line here for Tioga today. Second and five as the Tigers are now down to the 12-yard line going left to right trying to get to pay dirt here on their first drive. They'll hand off. They keep it on the ground. Running to the outside here is Justin Rockwell. This time Sydney breaking through the line and bringing him down. Brandon Evans was there as well as, guess who, LT, Lucas Tanner for Sydney.
Lucas Tanner and Brandon Evans, what a nice stop on that play. kept him short of the first down. It's about third down and two. The ball was spotted just shy of the 10-yard line.
Big third and three for Tioga. Ball is just shy of the 10, as Tim just said. Hutchinson, the Tioga QB, comes in from the sideline. The clock continues to move down to 5:15 to go here in the first quarter. Scoreless between Sidney and Tioga in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Hutchinson barking out some signals at the line. Line is set. He'll hand off. No, QB keeper runs to the outside. He is in, standing up for a Tioga Tigers touchdown. A QB sneak from Connor Hutchinson.
Option to the right-hand side this time, and Hutchinson just kept the ball. There was nobody there for outside contain, and walked into the end zone untouched.
And so Tioga, on their opening drive, they chew up just about 7 minutes there. We'll have those official stats in a minute. They take a 6-0 lead. We'll see if they kick or go for two here, and it appears they're going to go for two, Tim.
There.
Oh, no, they will kick, it looks like. As they kicked all last week with Tanner Hollenbeck, he didn't miss a single extra point attempt. Hutchinson will hold, and we will wait here for the snap. Snap is good, hold is good, the kick is through the uprights and is good. And so a 7-0 lead for the Tioga Tigers over Sidney with 5:02 to go in the first quarter. We'll step away and be right back here on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sidney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sidney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide, streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Tioga takes a 7-0 lead over Sidney with 5 minutes to go in the first quarter. Tim has some drive stats there.
Yeah, 12 plays, 73 yards, covering 6 minutes and 7 seconds in the quarter.
And so Tioga will kick off and Sidney will receive. They did absolutely nothing on their first drive. As they had three plays and then had to punt it away. So this is going to be a big, you know, a big-time momentum swing here if Sidney can get the ball back and do something. If not, Tioga will have a great, great start here.
Yeah, they definitely will, and then they will most likely get the ball back and eat the rest of this quarter and a good portion of the second quarter.
And that's the thing. We've said it several times this year. If there was a team that could keep moving the chains against Sidney, it would certainly be a good one. A bouncing kick is fielded here by Liam Matthews. He coughs up the ball. It's loose at midfield, and it looks like Lucas Tanner was able to scoop it up at the 50-yard line.
Wow.
So even though it's a crazy play, Sidney's going to have great field position, but Matthews lost that one, and LT was Johnny on the spot.
Yeah, good thing he was there because there was a bunch of blue and yellow hats over there as well, and Lucas made a nice little play and maybe drive-saving play right there. We'll see what he does, what they do with this drive. But, you know, they go down and score. That's a huge, huge play.
Boy, it certainly looked like Tioga had three or four guys there, and LT came out of nowhere to scoop it up. 4:55 to go first quarter. Here is Smith. Rolls out complete to Liam Matthews. He's going to get free. He's at the 40, down to the 35 before he's pushed out at the 32. First catch of the day for Liam Matthews.
Liam Matthews down a little 5-6 yard out, and perfectly timed and placed ball by Mr. Smith, and first down yardage for the Warriors.
And that is what Sidney's going to have to do today. It's what they're known for, is getting out quick passes and keeping the ball moving. 4:45 to go here in this first quarter. Sidney going right to left. They're in the maroon with the white trim. They're trying to answer as Tioga leads 7-0. Smith throws complete to Brandon Evans down to the 10-yard line, inside to the 8, and Sidney is flying.
Yeah, nice little quick little play right out to the right side, to the right side to the flag, right into the corner, and a nice little pattern run by Evans, and first down Warriors inside the 10.
Wow, and so Sidney, they did have great field position, but what looked like it was going to be a disaster after they almost fumbled and didn't recover that kickoff, they did get it back, and now they're inside the red zone for the first time today. But we're going to have a flag. Looks like a false start here on the Warriors.
I'm going to say that this is going to probably... No.
Well, it is against them.
Yeah, offsides against Tioga.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So Sidney moved because somebody else moved first.
Yeah.
So
it looked like the nose tackle is the one that moved right away, and he's right over the ball, so there's really no reason for that. You're watching the ball the whole way, so, but he did, and the Warriors have now first and goal to go from about the 4.
Well, this is, you know, it's got to be tough for Tioga. You get that lead. early, and then boom, Sydney's right down on your 5-yard line in just a couple of plays. You wonder how much the jitters have got you. They hand off here, running right up the gut. There's a great run here for David Gannon. He's brought down at the 1-yard line, so Sydney here is going to have a second and goal.
Second and goal to go from the 1-yard line, and David Gannon with a nice run on first down and gains about 3 yards, so they are, like you said, they try to do the 50-50. It's hard to believe that they're 50-50.
Yeah, I know.
You know, when you watched them all year long, you would have thought it was more like 70-30.
So here is a second and two with 3:45 to go in the first quarter. QB sneak here for Darren Smith gets down to the line, and he's in. A Sydney Warriors touchdown with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. The Warriors answer right back.
Yeah, the Warriors come right back in great play. We talked about it right away. It could be the play of the first quarter for the Sydney Warriors. Lucas Tanner recovering the fumbled kickoff return by Liam Matthews.
Huge play by LT to recover that fumble as Sydney, just a couple of plays later, is able to punch it in as both quarterbacks have scored here in the first quarter on QB sneaks. And Sydney, as they love to do, is going to go for two here, it looks like, with 3:40 to go first quarter. Tioga leading 7-6 as they are going to have the swinging gate play. A lot of trickery on these two-point conversions, as we've seen all year for Sydney. Jimenez is in motion. No, it's going to be a sneak right back up the middle. And can Darren get in? It's a gang tackle here right at midfield, and he's not going to get it. Darren Smith is driven back.
Yeah, nice defensive play right there by Tioga, and that'll give them the lead 7-6 with 3:40 to go in the quarter.
So 3:40 to go, as Tim said. It's Tioga 7, Sydney 6. We'll step away and be right back here on CDO.
Gilbert Plumbing and Heating at Gilbertsville is a proud sponsor of local high school sports on WCDO. GPH has been serving the Tri-County area for over 25 years. They offer full service for residential or commercial heating, plumbing, or septic issues. They have 24/7 emergency service too. Need something fixed in the middle of the night? Call GPH and you get a real local person. That's the GPH difference. They also offer service contracts so you have peace of mind. Call Gilbert Plumbing and Heating today at 783-2289. That's 783-2289. Find them on Facebook or online at gilbertph.com.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Sydney gets a touchdown, but the two-point conversion fails, so it's Tioga 7, Sydney 6 with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. Tim will have some drive stats here for you.
Yeah, the drive covered 49 yards, a minute and 15 seconds, and it was a four-play drive for the Sydney Warriors. Quick scoring team right there.
Cannot tell you how important that fumble recovery was by Lucas Tanner. Otherwise, you could see Tioga with an easy two-score lead here.
Yeah, easy two-score lead and probably 8 minutes left in the second quarter. You know, I mean, that's definitely huge.
So a huge play. So, again, Sydney answers back as Darren Smith drives the Warriors down the field. Then they score. Then he scores on a run. The two-point conversion fails, so it's Tioga leading 7-6 with 3:40 to go here in the first quarter. And we got a little shootout here on our hands, but as Tioga gets the ball back, as they will here, we'll see if they choose some more clock. And it's fielded here as a little squib kick down to the 35 is picked up by Alex Quinn, and he just goes down to the turf and says, nope, I am not giving up a chance of coughing up this ball.
That is a smart play, especially as well as that offense worked on that first drive.
Yeah.
I'd be like, I'm not going to drop this ball. I'm going to give it to the offense and let them run the rest of this quarter out and probably a good portion of the second.
So 3:37 to go first quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 7-6 in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game. Winner of this game will play the Section 3 champion, which is also going on right now, between Bishop Ludden and Dodgeville. We'll try to keep an eye on that game for you. So here is Hutchinson as they start going left to right. They're in the white top uniforms with the navy blue pants and the navy blue with the gold trim helmets, and a run right up the middle, good for 8 yards. Coming off the bottom of the pile there is Max Johnson for the Tigers.
Max Johnson with a great run off the right guard, and just huge hole right there, and got 8 yards. Will bring up second down and two.
3:15 to go here in the first quarter. Tioga leads Sydney 7-6. The lights start to come on here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium, and Tioga very willing to chew some clock here. They break the huddle with exactly 3 minutes to go here in this first quarter. Ball is up to the 43-yard line on a second and three. Hutchinson sets at the line here, and he'll hand off Max Johnson again. That's good for a first down as he punches his way through that Sydney line, and he's brought down at about the 47.
Yeah, nice little quick hitter by Tioga, and good enough for first down yardage, and the ball will be spotted on the 46, first and 10.
So many times this year we saw run-heavy teams, as you often see in Section 4 Class D. You know, they could get a couple of first downs, but they couldn't sustain drives against Sydney. Yep. And then as soon as the Sydney offense got the ball back, just as we saw there, they were able to score fast. Tioga, it seems, has the horses to keep moving the chain.
Yeah, and they don't make the mistakes that the other schools did, you know, and that definitely helps the Warriors out a lot this year.
2.5 to go first quarter. They'll hand off, and to the left side, Justin Rockwell is tripped up on the big Binghamton B here at midfield. Good for about 3 yards.
Yeah, nice little play on first down. Brings up second down and 7. Ball just shy of the 50-yard line.
Tioga going left to right here. Picture the Michigan Wolverine uniforms. And Sydney is in the maroon with the white and the gray trim here tonight with the maroon helmet. Interesting enough, you see the Sydney offensive coordinator, Aaron Zern, talking with QB Darren Smith. I'm sure that's a big conference on what they're going to do the next time Sydney gets the ball back.
Yeah, and I got to believe it's more about the two-point conversion, because I've never seen it not work like that.
So a QB keeper here for Hutchinson to the left side. He's in the clear. He might go all the way to the 20, 15, 10, second touchdown of the afternoon for Connor Hutchinson. A 50-yard run for Tioga. Boy, he got out to the left side, turned down the jets, and he's gone.
Yeah, option to the left-hand side, and that Sydney's got to make an adjustment there. They've got to hit him no matter what. Even if he pitches the ball, you got to hit him. You got to make him know that he's going to get hit, and there's nobody there. He's just turning up the field, and he's gone.
Boy, and what a great play. That's very similar to the one that got called back on that inadvertent whistle early in the first quarter. This time he takes it to the house, and they're going to kick for two. Or excuse me, kick for the extra point here. That'd be great if they could kick for two.
Be good for them.
Good for them. So Tioga leads 13-6 with a minute 47 to go first quarter. Extra point attempt as the hold is good, the snap is good, and everything is good as it goes through for Tanner Hollenbeck. And Tioga takes a 14-6 lead late in the first quarter, a minute 47 to go. We'll step away and be right back here on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety Main Street Unadilla. For over 35 years, we've been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. We can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all of our Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. And if you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store, Main Street, Unadilla. We know paint.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Tioga, after Sydney scores, answers right back, and they lead Sydney 14-6 with a minute 47 to go in the first quarter. And Tim will have some drive stats for you.
Tioga, short drive, 4 plays, 64 yards, a minute, and then 50 seconds.
So a 50-yard touchdown dash for Connor Hutchinson, his second of the day, for another Tioga TD, and the Tigers grab a 14-6 lead over Sydney, again with a minute 45 left here in the first quarter. So trying to keep everybody out there as updated as we can, not only here on the radio, but also on Twitter. I know there's a lot of people following along tonight, so we're doing double duty here on CDO. Kickoff is bouncing down to the 25-yard line. It's fielded here by the Sydney Warriors to the 30. Up to the 35 is Tanner Gifford. So a little 10-yard return, and that's where the Warriors will start this drive with a minute 42 to go in the opening quarter.
Yeah, Tanner Gifford with a nice little 10-yard return gets the Warriors 35-yard start their third possession of the first quarter.
Yeah, they absolutely stalled out on that first drive, 3 plays and a punt. And then their last drive went right at Tioga, went down and scored pretty easily. So the Sydney offense has had no problem with points this year, and they're going to need it here tonight from the looks as Tioga has come to play. It's 14-6, the Tigers on top of the Warriors. Sydney gets the ball back. Here is Darren from his own 30. Smith throws to the outside, passes complete at midfield and into Tioga territory. Good for about a 23-yard reception. And over on the far side, let's see who comes up there. That looks like it was Colby Finch hauling it in.
Colby Finch with a nice little catch on the out pattern, and well-timed throw right on the money by Mr. Darren Smith.
So Finch, a couple of catches last week, hauls this one in, and with a minute 35 to go in the first quarter, it is 14-6. Tioga on top of Sydney, but the Warriors looking to move it through the air quickly once again. Liam Matthews with a couple of catches. Brandon Evans and him are on the left side, and Finch is spotted up to the right side. Smith in motion, throws, and it's complete to Evans. He's at the 40, trying to turn the corner, and he's brought down by Nick Klossner. going to be good for about 8 yards there for the Warriors.
Number five, Klausner, with an absolutely fantastic open field tackle on the left-hand side, just shy of the 40-yard line. So the Warriors will be second down and two, and the ball is spotted on the 40.
So the clock continuing to move as we hit just about a minute to go here in the first quarter. Tioga with an early 14-6 lead over the Sydney Warriors in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. Darren Smith, the Sydney junior quarterback, checks his play wristband, and he's going to hand this one off here as Tanner Gifford hits the hole. He's got some room, and he gets to the 30, down to the 28. He's got some moves and got some room and picks up a Sydney first down.
Number 44, Tanner Gifford on the old-fashioned just draw play kind of look. You know, they snapped it to Smith. He looked like he was going to throw it and then just handed it off to Gifford, and Gifford gets the first down. The ball is going to be at the 29-yard line of Tioga Tigers.
And that's what Sydney needs. They're going to have to keep Tioga honest. And fearful
absolutely
of the run,
yep.
And Gifford has done that so far. 35 seconds to go here, first quarter. Clock is moving. Smith on a first and 10, and he's got the pressure coming his way, and the Tigers are going to gang tackle him here for a Tioga Tigers sack.
Yeah, they got to him on that play. They're sending more than four right now, so they're definitely going to be exposing themselves. If Sydney Warriors' defense or offensive line can catch those and the backs can catch that blitz, they're going to have more opportunities to hit those wideouts for big plays.
And I believe that could be the last play of the first quarter here, as Sydney's going to let it tick down, and it will be the end of the first quarter here from Binghamton Alumni Stadium, the Section 4 Class D football championship game. It's Tioga leading Sydney 14-6. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back on CDO.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Looking for a new local body shop that can fix your vehicle fast and right the first time? Try out Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville. The pros at Thunder Road offer collision repair, custom paint, frame and unibody repair, and classic restorations, all under one roof. They have a brand new state-of-the-art facility that will get your ride looking great in no time. Check out pictures of their amazing restoration work on their Facebook page. Call today at 783-2290. That's 783-2290. Thunder Road Collision and Restoration of Gilbertsville is happy to support local sports on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Start of the second quarter, Nate Lull and Tim Cutting on WCDO. Ball is at the 35-yard line as we switch ends of the field. So Sydney in the maroon with the white trim now going left to right on your radio dial. Smith is going to drop back. He's at the 40 here on a second and 16, and the Tigers bring the rush again, and Scott Zaberski steps in and sacks Darren Smith again.
Actually, they're doing exactly what I thought they would do all day. There's this rushing four and then late blitz with one of the backers, and the Warriors are missing him, and he's getting to Darren before he can get rid of the ball.
Third and a country mile coming up here for Sydney. And we just want to recognize some other special sponsors for tonight's game, including Shindello Federal Credit Union in Franklin, McDowell and Walker, and Quality Hardwoods and Twin Valley Finished Lumber. Third and 19 for Sydney, and Smith is going to lose the ball. It's coughed up here on the turf, and they're going to pick it up. Zaberski is going to run this one back to the 20, to the 15, to the 10, and he is in for a Tioga Tigers touchdown.
Yeah, what a play right there. Just, you know, three plays in a row for the Tioga Tigers. They've gotten to Darren Smith, and that one, he was just getting ready to let the ball go when he got hit, and the ball came out, fumble, touchdown recovery for the Tigers.
I don't know if anyone could hear it at home, but the Tioga brain trust up here was absolutely loving that one as the ball came loose. And Scott Zaberski, the 6'2", 210-pound lineman, a senior, runs it back just about 60 yards for the touchdown, and he was moving.
Yeah, and he was moving very fast, and he had a convoy of blockers with him, so there was no way the Warriors were going to get to him.
And so here are the Tioga Tigers now with a 20-6 lead with 11:13 to go in the second quarter, and Tanner Hollenbeck is on for the extra point attempt here for the Tioga Tigers. Waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good. Kick is through the uprights and is good. And Tioga has opened up a 21-6 lead here early in the second quarter. For Tim Cutting, I'm Nate Lull. We'll be right back here on CDO.
When it comes- comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So welcome back. Tioga has recovered a fumble, and they run it back 62 yards to the house. And the Tigers now lead Sydney 21-6 early in the second quarter. What a momentum swing, and what a special play there for the Tigers defense, Tim.
Yeah, absolutely. Great play. And the guy that made the sack came all the way from the other side of the field to chase down Darren Smith from the backside and make him fumble the ball.
And so Tioga will kick off to Sydney, and this is going to be a big drive here for the Sydney Warrior. They need some points. They need to put it on the board. And really, you know, besides the Newark Valley game, they haven't seen themselves in this sort of a situation this year. How are they going to respond? That's what I'm interested to see here, Tim, from the Sydney Warriors.
Yeah, we haven't seen it, so we'll see what we get.
So 21-6, Tioga now on top of Sydney. A bouncing ball is picked up here and scooped up and will be taken by Tanner Gifford. He runs to the outside in about a 6-yard return before he's knocked out of bounds by John Worthing of Tioga. So 11:08 to go in the second quarter. Still a lot of time for this great Sydney offense. But they will start at their own 35-yard line going left to right.
Yeah, they got to do something because, like, right now, the last, like I said before, the last three plays, Darren Smith has had absolutely no time whatsoever. They've got to show him something different. Anytime they go empty backfield, you know they're going to send more than the Warriors are prepared to block, and those receivers have got to get open real quick.
Yeah, the last drive, two straight sacks, and then on the third one that looked like it was going to be a sack, they had a stripped fumble, which they took to the house, and now this one is batted down at the line of scrimmage, and Tioga appears to have intercepted the ball. Let's see, we haven't got the official signal, and yes, an interception batted down at the line. The Tigers will recover at the Sydney 31.
Wow, that was a big, big play right there. It just looked like the ball was going to get batted down to the ground, and not sure which young man from Tioga, but within the interior lineman, caught the ball. They don't usually get to see it, so when they get to, they like to grab a hold of it, and he held onto it and turned over for the Warriors.
It looked like maybe Connor Hutchinson, the quarterback, who also played the D-line, came out of there with it. He was fired up, and so they're going to get the ball back here, and a huge, huge turnover by Sydney is going to give Tioga another chance as they lead 21-6 here, Tim.
Yeah, I've said it right at the beginning. You know, they have to take care of the ball. They have to be able to not make turnovers, and we've had two turnovers and almost a third, and it's not even through the half.
And here we go. 11 minutes to go in the second quarter. Tioga gets the ball back. They run to the outside with Trey Floyd across the 30 and down to the 26. And so about a 2nd and 6 coming up here for Tioga, just outside of the Sydney red zone.
Yeah, Trey Floyd off the right side, tackle gap, or guard tackle gap, and nice run on first down, 4 yards, and brings up 2nd down and 6, like Nate said.
Clock continuing to move down to 10:35 to go, second quarter, a 2nd and 5 here for the Tigers. They're in the driver's seat right now with a 21-6 lead. And under center here is Connor Hutchinson, already with 2 touchdowns today, and we believe he picked off that ball as well to give Tioga this good field position. He hands it off. Here's Nick Klostner. Gets down to the 5, and he is in for a Tioga Tigers touchdown with 10:18 to go in the second quarter. That was about a 26-yard run for Klostner.
I'm not sure who he just totally faked out, but right at about the 10-yard line, there was a Sydney Warrior had him dead right in his sights, and Klostner made him miss him.
Wow, Klostner, who did not play last week against Hartfordsville Afton, once he got out into space, he just turned on the Jets, and we knew that's the kind of athlete he has been, as we've seen him the last few years from his sophomore year on. And now it's a 27-6 lead with 10:18 to go in the second quarter. Tioga looking for the extra point now. Waiting for the snap. It's good. The hold is good. And the extra point is up and good by Tanner Hollenbeck. And with 10:18 to go in the second quarter, it's Tioga 28 and Sydney 6. We'll be right back here on CDO.
Did you know Sydney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sydney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sydney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sydney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sydney Tire and Auto Service Center.
With cooler weather on the way, now is the time to think about getting your furnace and those air ducts cleaned for this year's heating season. Hi, this is Kirk Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Clean of Sydney, and I wanted to take a moment to remind you about the basic maintenance of your heating system at home. It is important to do this annually to prevent expensive repairs later on during the winter months. For all your heating, air duct cleaning, plumbing, and electrical work, give me a call at 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So on that last drive, Tioga with an interception and then a TD run as Nick Klofner scampered up the middle for a Tigers score. And the Tigers lead Sydney 28-6 with 10:20 to go before halftime. A bouncing kick is fielded here by the Warriors at the 10-yard line. And they'll look to bring it back up here with David Gannon. He's at the 15. Gannon cuts back, and he's brought down at the 20. A good opportunity for Tim to give us some stats on that last drive.
Yeah, that last drive covered two plays, 32 yards and 32 seconds for the Tigers. So they've got a couple of real quick scores, and they've got one that, took some time off the clock. So they're a very, very versatile team.
And so, you know, we saw this last week. We did the Tioga and Harpersville Athens game on the radio, and we said, this team is the real deal, as we expected, and Harpersville Afton struggled with them, and now so far tonight here the Sydney Warriors struggling as well as they trail 28-6. They throw across the middle, almost intercepted again as Trey Floyd nicked it with his fingertips. It bounced up in the air before falling down to the turf.
Yeah, they've picked up something. That's maybe it's Darren's release point is a little low, going over the linemen's heads, and plus the linemen are a lot bigger than what Sydney faced all year, so it may be a different combination, you know, of the two things. So they definitely batted the last two plays down, and one was an intercepted pass.
Besides that second drive where Sydney scored, it has been all Tioga here as they get into the backfield. Smith with a great pass off there to Brandon Evans, and he will be very close to a first down. Amazing how Smith was able to get that ball off because Trey Floyd was right in his grill. He rushed and was not blocked at all from the right side.
Yeah, that was a blitz right up the middle, and there was no one there. Nice play by Darren Smith, like Nate said, to get that ball out, and good catch by Brandon Evans. First down for the Warriors on their own 30-yard line.
9:56 to go, second quarter. If you're just tuning in, yes, you're hearing it right. Tioga 28 and Sydney 6 here in the second quarter. Smith drops back. He's got good protection, a good time, and he'll throw to the right side, and it's in and out of the hands there of Peyton Mosier at the 35, a ball he probably should have had, but it falls down to the turf.
Yeah, and that's he's a young kid. Now, I'm going to just say this. He's been brought up onto the team the last 2 weeks, and he's a very young kid. He makes that catch, and he takes it for the first down yardage and maybe even more. You know, that's the confidence builder that he needs, and right there, he'll be back, believe me. That kid's he's a good athlete.
Yeah, very, very high on him. The Sydney coaching staff is. They said he's extremely fast, and I think we'll be saying his name for a long time to come for the Sydney Warriors as they brought him up from modified here for the sectional run. Second and 10 now for Sydney, and Smith looks to pass over the middle. At this time, complete to Leah Matthews at the 35 before he's brought down by the Tioga secondary, but there is a flag on the play.
Yeah, right in the middle. It looks like it's going to be holding against the Warriors.
And so these are the things that start to pile up on you a little. If you're Sydney here, you're frustrated. Maybe you make you grab somebody by the jersey a little second or two longer than you should. And, you know, now that you're down in this situation, 28-6, you're going to have to play perfect to get back in.
Yeah, they're definitely in no way, shape, or form can they turn the ball over, you know, to their defense unless it's, you know, on a punt or whatever. But they just have to make sure that they take care of the ball. It was a good play. They had a nice little gain on the play, but somebody in the interior line held.
9:35 to go here in the second quarter. It's Tioga 28, and it is Sydney 6. Tim, what are you seeing down there?
Well, defense has switched from a four-man rush to a three-man line, and it's just, I mean, they're still getting close.
Here is Darren Smith, throws to the outside to Peyton Mosier, complete for a Sydney first down at the 40-yard line, a tiptoe catch. Great one there by Mosier.
Yeah, great one by Mosier. The one that you don't think he's going to make, he makes.
Yeah.
First down for the Warriors.
Mosier doing a great job here when called upon. And nice of the Sydney offense to go right back to him, give him another chance, as you said, build that confidence. So
the young kid, he's got to have that confidence builder, and maybe this will be the one.
Sydney moving the ball. They're out to the 40-yard line, going left to right, still in their own territory. They're going to throw again, this time to Brandon Evans. A great catch down to the 40, good for a first down. Max Johnson was right there on the coverage, and Evans went skying up over his shoulder and hauled it in.
Yeah, another pass by Darren Smith. It's absolutely perfect. It's right where only his receiver can catch the ball. He was well defended on that play, but it, just like I said, only his receiver can catch the ball.
So a first and 10 for Sydney, going left to right. They're into Tioga territory, down to the 40-yard line. Smith in the shotgun again. Rush is coming. They throw it out quick here to Lucas Tanner. He's down to the 30 to the 25, pushing the pile there before he's brought down. Ball did pop out at the last second, but he was down by contact. And so Sydney now punches it down to the 25-yard line.
25-yard line and another first down play. I mean, they're definitely got the ability to score on these guys, and it's just they got to be able to try to stop them on defense. That's going to be the tough thing for the Warriors.
8:55 to go, second quarter. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you here on CDO. Some special sponsors for today's game include Assemblyman Cliff Crouch and Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Smith's going to go to the air again. A beautifully thrown ball, but it's picked off. No, dropped by Klossner on the far side. He had a very good look at it. And, oh, maybe he did get that one. I don't know. I thought I saw the official just say that he did haul it in.
Well, the two officials got together and decided that he did catch it, and it was intercepted down at about the 3-yard line. So, like I said before, can't have that happen, giving them the ball back like that, especially when you had some good momentum going there.
And so a good drive for Sydney is stopped as Nick Klossner comes up with a big interception there. Boy, it really looked like it popped out, but they had a better view than we did, and he holds on. Tioga now will take over going right to left. They are deep in their own territory, pinned back at about the 2-yard line.
Yeah, with 8 minutes and 42 seconds left to go in the half, you might see them just take it all the way to the end.
Some special sponsors for our coverage today include Ken's Paint Service of Nineveh, Otigo Family Dental, NBT Bank, and Butler Auto Sales on Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. 8:42 to go in the second quarter. It's 28-6. Tioga on top, and they have gotten the ball back here again, and they'll get some room to work with here, as that was Justin Rockwell out to the 5-yard line. And it's been 3 turnovers here, Tim, that have really hurt Sydney in the first half.
Yeah, 3 turnovers and almost the fourth. You know, I mean, they scored on the one that was almost the fourth. So they got to stop them on this drive, give themselves a little chance. They got 3 timeouts left. They haven't taken any timeouts, so they could stop them here on second and third down and make them punt. They'll have good field possession.
Hutchinson here on a 2nd and 6. We'll hand it off up the middle, and that's good for a first down to Max Johnson across the 15 up to the 17-yard line.
Max Johnson was an absolute great run off the left tackle and guard gap, and he was brought down on the play by Reggie Jimenez, and if Reggie Jimenez doesn't make that tackle, it's going to be 34-6.
8:05 to go here in the second quarter, and they will break the huddle. Ball at the 15-yard line. Hutchinson really taking his time. And you wonder, Tim, as you said, does Tioga just want to chew some clock here before halftime? And now they'll hand off again, this time to Rockwell, runs to the left side, and he's brought down at the 19-yard line.
Yeah, brought down again at the 19 by Reggie Jimenez with a nice open field tackle, and one other guy that grabbed on the back of the running back, but it'll bring up 2nd down and 7.
And so the Tioga Tigers have come out with a dominating performance here in this first half, as they lead Sydney 28-6 with 7.5 minutes to go before the halftime break in the Section 4 Class D Football Championship game here from Binghamton Alumni Stadium. And now we're going to have a whistle, and it looks like a timeout will be taken by the Tioga Tigers. So we'll step away with 7:22 to go before the halftime break. It's Tioga 28 and Sydney 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
For over 20 years, Lang Trucking has provided residential and commercial garbage service to Delaware, Shenango, and Otsego counties. We're proud of our family-run business. We take care of special needs of the individual and offer house calls to seniors or assistance after surgery or rehab stay. If you're moving or house cleaning, our one-time pickup could be the perfect solution for you. So if locally owned and operated is important to you, give us a call at Lang Trucking at 895-6365. Owned and operated by us. The Langs, Lang Trucking of Guilford, proudly supports high school football on WCDO.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. Thank you also to our listeners on WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is brought to you by SFCU. If you want to go back and listen to any game we've done, it's at our game audio archive right there on WCDOsports.com. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. Some other special sponsors for today's coverage include the Rinker Insurance Agency of Afton, Richard Wakeman Construction, ACCO Brands of Sydney, and our halftime sponsor, Mirabado Energy Products. 28-6, Tioga's on top of Sydney. They'll hand off Max Johnson. He's into the second level. He's at the 30 and bounces his way out to the 33. A big-time tackle there by Lucas Tanner. Otherwise, Max Johnson was probably gone.
Yeah, it was a great, great tackle from behind by Lucas Tanner. Johnson had to make one more cut, and that gave Lucas the ability to get to him, and he made it on his own. So nice tackle by Lucas Tanner, touchdown saver.
So Tioga again, working on chewing up that clock. Three Sydney turnovers have given Tioga ample opportunities to get in the end zone, and they have done that, and they've shown some abilities to strike quickly and also, as they're showing right now, to take their time and kind of wear them down. Klostner is in motion, but instead they will hand off and try to run one up the middle. Good for maybe a yard or two, and we'll see who comes off the bottom of the pile, as Tioga certainly has three or four guys who can run the ball. Let's see who got the call this time. It was Max Johnson.
Max Johnson comes off the pile with the ball, but number 74 for the Sydney Warriors is on the tackle there. Nice play right there by
Brandon Wagner.
Nice play.
And so that's Sydney line trying to step up when they can. They've done a great job all season, but Tioga certainly has some great size and speed on the line, and Sydney working hard here to try to maximize what they have and get back in this game. Try to stop the running on the inside. Now a little sneak to the outside by Connor Hutchinson, quarterback keeper. He's going to get it to the 40, out to about the 41 on a 2nd and 9. He's going to pick up just about 8 yards. And Tim, he's got 2 touchdowns today on the ground on plays similar to that.
Both of his touchdowns were on the option, and he's just kept the ball because there's nobody there to make him pitch the ball. And like I said before, you have to hit the quarterback in that play, whether he has the ball or not. You just got to make him think, I got hit pretty hard that last time just before I pitched that ball. Maybe I don't want to do that. You know, you just got to get in his head, and there's nobody there. I mean, they're running out on the edge, and they still have the pitch man option.
5:40 to go in the second quarter. Our Mirabado Energy Products halftime report is coming up. We'll hear from Sydney Warriors head coach Jeff Matthews. And a handoff here, but a flag on the play, as into the open here is Justin Rockwell. Rockwell down the left side of the field to the 30, to the 20, to the 15. He cuts back to the 10, to the 5, and he's brought down at about the 3-yard line by Reggie Jimenez. And we'll see if that one's coming back because of the flag or not.
Yeah, I've got to believe that was way, way, way back in the where by the line of scrimmage where that play was blown dead. So we'll see what happens there.
And just another run. And Tioga has proven if they can get into the second level, they got some breakaway speed. But this one's coming back as the Tigers are whistled here.
Yeah, and almost, you know, at that point, because the defense is definitely getting tired for the Warriors because they have been out on that field for a long time. And I will say this much right now, if they had known for sure that play was coming back, I think I would have just tried to, you know, let them score, take it off the board, save some energy. But they didn't. And Liam Matthews made a really nice play on that to make the running back turn back to Reggie.
And so this one is going to back up Tioga to about the 36-yard line. And so a nice run there by Justin Rockwell is all for naught as they will bring it back. And boy, an impressive performance here by Tioga here in the first half with 5:15 to go before halftime.
Yeah, they're just so good at everything that they do. I mean, and like I said before, they run 5 different formations, and they'll run the same plays out of it, but it just gives you a different look. Like right now, they're in the wing tee.
And here is Hutchinson in the wing tee, but he's in the shotgun. Runs to the outside, little QB keeper. He's at the 40, up to the 45. He fakes the option pitch and works his way up to the 46, good for a first down.
Yeah, Sydney's going to definitely have to do something about that at halftime. They're going to have to change something up there because he's able to go down the line and absolutely get no one there to hit him, and then he's got the pitch man with him all the way. So, I mean, at some point, he may just do that late pitch, and that running back's going to go right down the sideline for a touchdown.
You know,
there's nobody there.
And Sydney had to deal with something similar last week with Green quarterback Coy Austin.
Right.
They bottled him up. From time to time, he did get away, but Hutchinson is just having a great first half here. with 4.5 to go before the halftime break. Here is Hutchinson on a 1st and 10. We'll hand off to the outside is Justin Rockwell. Left side trying to cut the corner. Does and gets up to the 50 before he's sliced out of bounds by Reggie Jimenez.
Yeah, Reggie Jimenez was a nice tackle on the sideline, but they did enter into the Sydney Warrior territory at 49.
So 4:25 to go before the end of the second quarter. The ball did go out of bounds there with Rockwell as he was sliding out. So the clock stops, and he will pick up 4 yards. So a 2nd and 6 coming up here for the Tioga Tigers. They are at midfield at the big Binghamton B here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium, one of the nicest facilities here in Section 4, and plenty of room for all the big crowds to come down for the Class D games. And Hutchinson on a 2nd and 6. They'll try to bull their way up the middle with Max Johnson, but the Sydney line is right there to bring them down. No gain.
Warriors' interior defense is doing a really nice job with the fullback, but when he pulls that ball back, he goes down that line, and there's no one there, and he just makes this turn, and he goes into the second level untouched.
3rd and 6, and this goes back to what we talked about before. A lot of teams this year that Sydney played would get to this 3rd and 6. They couldn't convert. So far today, Tioga's been able to do that.
Yeah, it's an unbelievable option to be able to have that quarterback running the option for you because he's just such a good athlete.
And a state championship quarterback from 2 years ago, so he's got the big game experience. And we're going to have a whistle here. I believe someone on the Sydney line might have jumped. I thought that was going to be the timeout taken here by Tioga. So we'll step away with 3:41 to go before the halftime break. It's Tioga 28 and Sydney 6. We'll be right back on CDO.
Are you fed up with overpriced insurance? Then it's time to visit the Rinker Insurance Agency of Hampton. At Rinker Insurance, our insurance specialists can review your current policy to see that you have adequate coverage for the most reasonable price. We handle all forms of insurance from auto, motorcycle, and snowmobile insurance to homeowners, life, and business. So if you're fed up with overpriced insurance, stop by the Rinker Agency at 191 Main Street in Hampton or call 639-1930. That's 639-1930. The Rinker Agency proudly supports high school athletics on WCDO.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
After the Tioga timeout, their last one here of the first half, it's Tioga 28, Sydney 6 with 3:40 to go in the second quarter here, Tim.
Yep, and they're in the shotgun. This is new. We haven't seen this all game long, but they are in the shotgun, so we'll see what they do out of this.
And so here comes the Tioga Tigers. They want to throw. They will to Kwasner, complete at the 45. Drags his tackler up to the 40. Still in bounds, knocked out of bounds at the 38. And there is the athletic ability of a guy like Nick Kwasner, who didn't play last week and making himself known this week.
Yeah, Hutchinson with a nice pass. Wouldn't expect him to be doing that, but it got him the first down, and that was by Klostner's determination and grit right there.
You knew he was going to be okay last week, and we did ask Nick Aiello about him, but he was in sweats last week, and he was running up and down the sideline with water bottles and tape or anything else that the guys needed. I said, I think he's going to be back next week. He's not, he's not down there looking like, oh, woe is me. He was ready to play.
Mm-hmm. He definitely was, that's for sure.
Waiting for the snap here on a 1st and 10 as Klostner did move the chains there for the Tioga Tigers. And here is Hutchinson, fakes the handoff, drops back, throws. He's got a long pass looking for Klostner. Completed the 5, touchdown for the Tioga Tigers. A 50-yard bomb from Hutchinson to Klostner.
Run, throw, they can do it all. And that was a great play right there. Just a nice little play action fake by the Tioga Tigers. And Klostner was wide open at about the 10-yard line and went in untouched.
A great-looking spiral pass, too. I mean, that one was right where Klostner could run under it and into the back of the end zone. And it's Tioga 34, Sydney 6. And they'll go for the extra point here, Tim, with 3:26 to go. And it has been all Tioga here in the first half.
Yeah, definitely has, that's for sure.
And so waiting for the extra point attempt here. And the Sydney crowd below us, pretty quiet at the moment. The snap is good, the hold is good, and the kick is through. It's 35-6 with 3:26 to go here in the second quarter. We'll step away. Tioga with a big-time lead against Sydney in the Section 4 Class D Championship football game on CDO.
Got some fall home improvement plans in mind? Area do-it-yourselfers have relied on Jessup House Building Supplies for everything to build anything. House has hand and power tools for every job by names like Stanley, Makita, and Bostich. Plus, you'll find shingles, plumbing and electrical supplies, corrugated pipe, sheetrock, Sicken's deck treatment, paints, and a large supply of lumber. Doors and windows, too. Delivery is available and advice is free. Jessup House Building Supplies is open weekdays 6:30 to 5 and Saturdays until 1. Downtown Sydney Center. And Jessup House has a big selection of stovepipe and insulated chimney systems for the winter heating season.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cunning with you on WCDO. Also, WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along, courtesy of SFCU. And Tim, some stats on that last drive for Tioga.
Well, it covered 98 yards, 12 plays, and ate up 5 minutes and 16 seconds.
So Sydney will receive on the kick, and a run back will be from the 30 up to about the 37-yard line for Tanner Gifford. 3:21 to go in the second quarter. The score in the Section 4 Class D football championship game is Tioga 35 and Sydney 6.
Yeah, the Warriors really got to put points on the board here to go into half, because if they turn the ball back over to Tioga and Tioga happen to score again and they get the ball at the second half, that would be pretty much detrimental to the Warriors.
That's a great point, Tim. The Tigers will receive the ball to start the second half as Sydney got the opening kickoff. They'll throw here to Brandon Evans to the 35-40. 45-50 going left to right. He's knocked out of bounds into Tioga territory at the 49-yard line as Sydney in the maroon with the white trim goes left to right.
Yep, a little quick pass out to the right side, and kind of reminded me of last year when they used to throw that pass to Alex Hoskins out there and then let him use his athletic ability.
Yeah, I mean, this is a Sydney team that had to replace some big-time pieces and Hoskins and Vibbard. You know, it was a tough crew to replace, but they've done a great job. And one of these guys is Peyton Mosier as he gets a little screen pass and then takes off down to the 30 to the 25-yard line before he's knocked out of bounds. Great play.
Came across on the left-hand side, came all the way across the field and was wide open and took it down to the just shy of the 25, and the Warriors have first and 10.
With Klausner really shadowing Liam Matthews, it's been a lot of Mosier. That's his third big catch of the game. And here is Darren Smith in the shotgun. He's looking, wants to throw to the outside, complete to Brandon Evans to the 20. 15, and inside the 15 to the 12, and he's brought down there.
Yeah, this quick passing game is working right now. They're definitely getting the ball out, and the Tigers are not getting to Smith, so that's a huge thing right now for the Warriors. They got to put points on the board on this drive.
2:50 to go here in the second quarter. You wonder if Tioga just knows how to game plan so well, because you think back to those Unitigo teams a few years ago that had all these athletes just like Sydney did, and Tioga always seems to find a way. As they throw across the middle here, pass is incomplete in the back of the end zone intended for Brandon Evans.
Brandon Evans with a diving attempt to catch that ball and just came up just a little bit short, and incomplete pass on first down.
But yeah, it just seems like Tioga is able to handle any variety of style that you might throw at them.
It's a great coaching staff,
yeah.
Obviously. And like I said before at the beginning of the game, you know, winning breeds tradition and programs, and Tioga is an unbelievable football program.
Here's Sydney on a second and 10. They throw to the outside. This one is batted up in the air and incomplete as they tried to go across the middle there to Colby Finch. Lucky that one wasn't picked off as it was hanging up in the air, tantalizing there for a minute, but falls to the turf.
Yeah, definitely. And that's the second time that the Finch has been targeted, and he's unable to catch the ball because he's blanket coverage on that play right there.
Yeah, DeMario Chambers with good coverage in the secondary there for Tioga. So a third and 10 for Sydney with 2:40 to go in the second quarter. They trail 35-6. Smith throws to the outside, and this one is in and out of the hands of Brandon Evans. Couldn't haul it in. Max Johnson might have got a piece of that, though, for Tioga.
I think Max Johnson, number 12 for Tioga, undercut the pass and knocked it away from Brandon Evans, made it almost impossible for him to catch it, and it fell incomplete.
So they've had three straight shots at the end zone, haven't been able to convert with 2:36 to go in the second quarter. It's Tioga 35 and Sydney 6, and it's going to be a 4th and 10. And with the hole they're in right now, let's see if Sydney maybe takes a timeout to talk things over. Are they just going to go for it here? It looks like they're going to stay on the field, and go for it here. A 4th and 10 from the Tioga 13 as Sidney goes left to right. Two wide receivers split to the left and to the right. Smith looking left, throws, batted down at the line, turnover on downs. Tioga has really seen something there as Connor Hutchinson again got his fingertips on it for Tioga.
Yeah, nice play by Tioga to bat that ball down, but the thing is that the passing that was working was the quick passes to the outside, and they got and let the kids use their athletic ability to get down the field. They got down here just inside the 20, and they started trying to shoot it into the end zone on the play. They got away from what was working, and you know, that's why they're giving the ball back to Tioga. Hopefully they can stop them on this drive.
Tigers still with 2:31 to go here in the second quarter. They get the ball back with a 35-6 lead, but they are starting on their own 13 going right to left. And we'll see if they elect to put the foot on the gas or maybe just choose some clock. Let's see what they do.
Well, remember, they started on their own 2 the last drive.
That's true. Hutchinson now will hand off, and they'll go up the middle. We'll see who comes off the bottom here for Tioga. Running the ball, they'll pick up about 2 yards, it looks like, with Max Johnson.
Max Johnson on the run, and I'm just going to say a host of Warrior tacklers because there was a bunch of them there.
Yeah, the line did a good job collapsing down on him there. And the clock will tick down to 2 minutes to go before the halftime break. You want to stay tuned. We'll hear from Sidney head coach Jeff Matthews at the halftime break. It's our Mirabito Energy Products Halftime Report. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Getting to be that time of year. You want to get that fuel oil in the tank and ready to go? You can call Mirabito today, Mirabito Energy Products. And it's not just the fuel oil. It's a lot of other things that they can provide during the chilly time of the year. We know it's coming. Minute 50 to go here in the second quarter. A 2nd and 7 for Tioga as they go right to left. The white tops, the navy blue pants, as well as the gold and the navy blue helmets. Think of the Michigan Wolverines. They'll hand off, and to the left side goes Justin Rockwell. Tries to turn the corner. Jimenez there does a great job to cut him down at the ankles, and Rockwell can't turn the corner.
Real nice play by Reggie Jimenez right there. Went around his blocker and went right to the running back and made a nice tackle for a loss. Brings up 3rd down and 8.
Clock continuing to move down to 1:20 to go before the halftime break. And, yes, it's Tioga 35 and Sidney 6. And Tioga waiting for the play coming in from the sideline here and willing to just tick some more seconds off this clock on a 3rd and 9. And it does look like Sidney is going to take a timeout with 1:10 to go before the halftime break. Just want to recognize some of our other special sponsors, including Hanalore Kennels, Waldron's Floor Covering, and Tri-Town Regional Hospital. We'll step away for 30 seconds and be right back here on WCDO.
If you're looking for a new career path or to supplement your income, the Sidney McDonald's invites you to stop in for an interview Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. There are a variety of shifts available, and the Sidney McDonald's will work around your kids' school schedules. Apply online. Go to mcstate.com and select the Sidney McDonald's. Remember, open interviews are Tuesdays from 3 to 4 p.m. at the Sidney McDonald's on Delaware Avenue in Sidney. Drive-thru open Fridays 24 hours and Saturday until 1 a.m.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sidney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back. Nate Lull and Tim Cutting with you on WCDO. 1:10 to go before the halftime break. Tioga leads Sidney 35-6 here in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. This is the first of 5 games here at Binghamton Alumni Stadium. Vestal and UE will be in the Class A championship here tonight at 8 o'clock, and tomorrow will be the AA, the B, and the C championship. Some other local teams in those. Oneonta's in the C, and Norwich is in the B tomorrow. We'll talk about that a little bit more at the halftime break. Here's Tioga. They'll hand off and a little sweep to Klossner. He's going to try to cut the corner to the 15, to the 20. He's got that breakaway speed. He's got the edge to the 40, to the 50. Klossner's going to take it to the house, to the 30, 20, 10, 5, and a touchdown here for the Tioga Tigers. That's about an 80-yard run. I don't see any flags. Tioga with another Tigers touchdown.
And something happened over on that other side because there were 2 guys getting up very, very slowly. One from Tioga and one from Sidney, and they're both got up, but they are both limping, and one of them is Mr. Matthews for the Warriors.
A big-time run there by Klossner, and once he got into the open flat, he was gone. He had 2 defenders chasing him, but they didn't have a prayer to catch up. And, you know, we talked about it last week. He's a guy with big playability. You see it right there.
Yeah, and like you said before, Nate, he was on the sideline the other day. Just, you know, he was there just doing what he had to do for the team. really could tell that he was ready to go that day, and obviously he's been preparing for this day, you know, all week long, so he's pretty pumped up.
So the Tigers with another touchdown here in an incredible first half. They now lead 41-6, and they'll go for the extra point. Snap is good, hold is good, kick is up and through, and Tioga leads 42-6 with 55 seconds to go before the halftime break. We'll step away for a quick break and be right back here on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7, a short drive from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, alignments, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7, just down from Jake's Deli. Matt's Auto of Otigo, 988-9264.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support youth activities in our local communities, including high school sports. Jeff and Brenda Bagley, along with their caring staff, wish the best to area teams and remind players the importance of sportsmanship. Good luck this season from C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in Sydney. For over 100 years, they have assisted families with compassion and care during their most difficult days. Their broad range of services can be found online at landersfh.com. C.H. Landers Funeral Home at 21 Main Street in downtown Sydney, proudly supporting the youth in our communities.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
55 seconds to go here in the second quarter. Tioga on top of Sydney, 42-6 in the Section 4 Class D football championship game. And here is the kickoff. It's fielded at the 30-yard line by the Sydney Warriors. And this is Reggie Jimenez to the 35, to the 40. Jimenez out to the 45 before he's brought down by John Worthing. And Sydney will have 45 seconds to work with here going left to right in the second quarter with 45 seconds left.
Nice little return by Reggie Jimenez. Fielded the ball over on the left-hand side, came all the way over to his sideline on the right side, and the ball was spotted at the 45-yard line of the Sydney Warriors.
42-6 the score. Darren Smith out here, the junior Sydney quarterback, and it is just not gone the way of the Sydney Warriors here in the opening half. Here is Kloster in on defense, who just scored on that long touchdown run. We'll talk about that in a minute as Sydney completes a pass to the near side for Colby Finch, complete at the 45. Tim, let's have those stats from that first, that last drive here.
The last drive, three plays covering 87 yards, 1 minute, 36 seconds.
So about an 80-yard run there from Kloster. He took it to the house. And that's how Tioga is ahead 42-6. 41 seconds to go before the halftime break. Here is Smith with a man in motion. Drops, looks to his right. Pass is complete to Colby Finch. He got 2 feet in at the 41-yard line and steps out of bounds with 37 seconds to go before the half.
Now we have a flag on the play. Let's see what this is on.
And so we'll see what the officiating crew says. This one's going to go against the Sydney Warriors, so this will back them up, taking away that catch there by Colby Finch.
And the first down yardage. Pretty sure he'd gotten the first down.
Yeah, I think he did too. So that will back up the Sydney Warriors to midfield. It looks like they're going to spot it at about the 49, maybe the 50-yard line. No, they're going to walk this one back, excuse me, to the 45-yard line here for Sydney. So with 37 seconds to go in the second quarter, they trail 42-6, and we'll see what this does to the down and the yardage situation.
Brings it back to the original line of scrimmage, so it'll be second down and 10.
And so dropping back, here is Smith. Looks to his left, steps up at the pocket, fires a rocket over the middle, passes incomplete to Brandon Evans. And he can't haul that one in at the 38-yard line.
Yeah, and it was a little bit behind him because he did reach back at it, but it did hit him in the hands and something you would expect Brandon to catch, but he did drop it.
And so 32 seconds to go now before the halftime break. A third and 10 coming up for Sydney as the ball is at the Sydney 45-yard line as they go left to right on your radio dial. The sun really setting here in Binghamton, and it truly becomes a night game here. As Smith will throw one to the far side, looking for Liam Matthews, and intercepted on the far side once again by the Tioga Tigers.
Wow, he's just absolutely an unbelievable athlete. That's
Klossner.
Yeah, Klossner is absolutely fantastic. Liam had about a step and a half on him. And he closed that gap once the ball was up in the air in like a blink of an eye. And we talk about it all year long. What a great route runner Liam Matthews is. What a tough kid he is to guard or to stay with. And Klostner just showed how you do it absolutely perfectly.
Four turnovers, if I'm correct, Tim, now, yep, in the first half. Three interceptions.
Mm-hmm.
And Klostner has two of them. So he has done a fantastic job one-on-one against the very, very tough Liam Matthews. And now it looks like Tioga is just going to maybe take a knee and run the clock out here. And they will, with 24 seconds to go here in the second quarter. So that's going to be our halftime score, 42-6. Tioga on top of the Sydney Warriors. And I don't think anyone saw this one coming, Tim.
No, but we did say it right at the beginning. It was going to be if the Warriors could, one, stop Tioga, which they have not been able to do on offense. But then they had to take care of the ball, and they haven't done that either. So that's why we're in such a lopsided game at halftime.
So our halftime score is Tioga 42 and Sydney 6. Stay tuned. We'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews during our Mirabito Energy Products halftime report. Again, they've been delivering energy solutions for over 90 years. You can call them today at 563-HEAT. That's 563-HEAT. Again, the halftime score, the 3-seed Tioga Tigers all over the number one seed Sydney Warriors, 42-6 at the break. You heard that? 4-6. We'll hear from Sydney head coach Jeff Matthews, and then we'll come back to break down this first half on WCDO.
If you heat with oil, call Mirabito Energy Products. Whether you need a single fill-up or automatic delivery for a year, our affordable pricing is designed to keep you warm. Our new customer care center provides real-time ground control of all our fuel deliveries. So when you call, we can search for a driver closest to you for timely delivery. Call, save, stay warm. Mirabito Energy Products, where our people make energy different.